You know, Steve, as of today, we're about 10% down compared to last year's homicide. It's 189 homicides today compared to 210 at this point last year. But I want to caution everyone, you know, we're not celebrating here at the BPD. There's no champagne going over here at City Hall or at the police department. We're committed to continuing to do what we do and target violent offenders and specifically those who carry illegal guns in our city. And I think what we're seeing is over the last 3 to 4 years, we're seeing this strategy finally pay some dividends. You have an administration who's incredibly supportive for public safety. You've got a police department that is implementing a strategy that works. And we're really trying and succeeding in making Baltimore a safer city.
Can you speak to what adjustments or changes the department's made in terms of patrolling areas or concentrating in one place or another, and that maybe you're at least partly crediting for these changes?
Well, I think we're crediting a lot. We're definitely giving a lot of credit to the police officers who are out on the streets every day working to keep the city safe. We're giving a lot of credit to the partnerships that the police department has, whether it's the mayor's office, the federal government. We've been getting a lot of help from stakeholders who are committed to making Baltimore safer. Part of our strategy, or the commissioner's strategy, is getting police officers out of cars, better community engagement, and investing in those communities. You're going to be seeing a lot of officers on foot, walking through neighborhoods, working in business districts, and we attribute that, along with all the other tactics, to the success.
Any plans to make any further adjustments although you really don't want to argue with success, I guess, at this point?
You know, I think as we get closer to the end of the year, the commissioner will outline some new priorities for 2012. The mayor will also outline some new strategies that we're going to be doing. But like you said, you know, we don't want to mess with what works. And what we know is that going after bad guys with guns, as the commissioner would say, is effective, and it's making our city safer. So we're going to continue to do that, and we're going to find ways to improve the way we do that.
Are there plans in the works right now to either increase the number of officers in the city or change deployment in any way? In other words, can you make do with the number you have, or are you hoping to increase that total in 2012?
Well, we heard in the beginning of the year the mayor's commitment to bringing the BPD back to full strength. We lost a few officers through attrition, and we're happy today to report that that number is catching up. We're almost at full capacity. We have, of the 300 positions that the mayor had indicated earlier in the year, we're about halfway there. So between now and the middle of next year, we're optimistic that we're going to fill some academy classes and get additional boots on the ground.